Alberta is home to wild cats such as cougars and bobcats, but typically not ones from Africa. Okotoks resident Nikki Holmes was fined $15,000 after illegal importing two servals, large African wild cats, into Alberta. An investigation concluded that the cats were purchased in British Columbia and Quebec, where serval ownership is legal, and illegally imported into Alberta with the intention of breeding them. Holmes pleaded guilty to possessing the servals, listed under the Wildlife Act as a controlled animal unlawful to import or possess except under strict permitting requirements, to the Calgary Provincial Court of Justice on January 15. According to a release by Alberta Fish and Wildlife Enforcement, the investigation was assisted by the British Columbia Conservation Officer Service and Quebec Wildlife Protection Service. One of the cats, a male, has been housed and cared for at the Edmonton Valley Zoo since November 2023, according to a statement. One of the imported servals, pictured here, has been in the care of the Edmonton Valley Zoo since November 2023. Edmonton Valley Zoo. The male serval, who turns 2 years old this spring, has thrived in the care of the zoo, has been successfully introduced to the zoo's female serval, and will be remaining at the zoo, reads the statement. After adjusting to his new home, his personality has developed into that of a confident, sassy gentleman. We have ensured that this individual received exceptional care through the dedicated species-specific expertise of the zoo's animal care, health and welfare teams. Serval ownership has garnered a great deal of attention on social media due to the exotic animal's beauty, fueling the illegal trade of the cat worldwide. The illegal wildlife trade directly threatens the survival of species in the wild. When considering adding a pet to your family, please ensure you're making a responsible choice, wrote the Edmonton Valley Zoo in a statement. The location of the other cat is unknown and has not been confirmed by the zoo or Alberta Fish and Wildlife Enforcement at the time of publication.